Hello?
Yeah?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay.
How long does this take?
I'll try to do it as fast as I can. If at any point during the survey you need to leave, please just let me know. Am I speaking to Alice?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 67.
I appreciate it. Just to be sure, we have you representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, black, African American?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay, now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Mary Glusenkamp Paris is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Who is it? Mary Lou Contreras?
This is for Mary Glusenkamp Paris.
Oh yes. I'm satisfied with it.
Okay. Do you approve her job, or would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve her job as a congresswoman?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select after two. Here are the choices. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats of our democracy, improving K-12 grade education, or growing the economy and creating jobs. Which of these two would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on?
Protecting democracy.
Okay.
And the abortion and reproductive rights.
I appreciate it. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
90.
All right. What about Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
85.
Okay. Bob Ferguson? Oh, Ferguson?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. You have never heard of him? Okay. What about Joe Kent?
Joe Kent, 0.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Dave Brashert?
How do you spell that last name?
It could be Reichert. I'm sorry. It's R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T.
50.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
65.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
Democrat.
The choices that I have is Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
Yes.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you may be supporting him for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance or not chance at all that you will be supporting him in the November 2024?
No
chance.
No chance.
Okay.
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you think that is not important at all, 5 if you think that is somewhat important, or 10 if you think that is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first quality or attribute that I have is someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
10.
Okay. A fighter for the working class.
10.
A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
8.
Okay. Someone you can trust.
8.
Okay.
Can you make that 10?
Yeah, of course. We can change that. A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom.
10.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mary Glusenkamp Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Paris for Congress, 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. In February of 2020, Mary Glusenkamp Paris miscarried a 16-week pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get her care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for the reproductive rights and to fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decision for them. Do you think that is a very convincing reason, not at all convincing reason, or somewhat convincing reason to support her for Congress?
It would be a 10. Very convincing.
Thank you. Mary Glusenkamp Paris shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That is a different kind of leader.
That's a 10.
Okay. Last statement for Mary. Mary Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. And the Columbian stated, quote, such an independent is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
Seven.
Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But I like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp-Perez?
Democrat Perez.
Thank you. We're almost done here. I have two more statements to go. This will be for, let me just go back to that one. Okay, now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you a serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 gives you somewhat doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first statement that I got is, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Ken will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. What number would you give that to this statement from 0 to 10? Does it, 0 means no doubts at all, 5 means some doubts, and 10 serious doubts?
Doubt of Joe Kent?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Based on this. So if I don't like that statement, then it would be 10, correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10.
All right. The second statement, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests backrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to a bigger profit for the insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, what number would you give?
10.
Thank you. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
a lot less likely.
Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Ken, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
He's untruthful. He doesn't support women's rights. He doesn't support human rights. He's a Trumper, and anybody who holds onto a tie with former President Trump is, in my book, not qualified.
I understand. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and make these notes. Thank you. All right. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I always forget I have to. I have a master's, so that would be, what, 18?
Thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Thank you so much for helping me out. These are all the questions that I had for you tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.